The featured artist is Mr. Pancho Sanchez. You hear him on that mean percussion. Of course, he is accompanied, as you can hear, by an awesome horn section. We got the pianist in there, drummer, bass guitarist, and others. And again, a featured artist, Mr. Sanchez on percussion. Oh, yeah. Man, talk about some serious musicianship. I'll tell you what, I just enjoy hearing outstanding musicians do what they do. And don't let me be able to see them, too. Oh, man, I remember back in the day, when I was younger, teenager. Skilled musicians? I kid you not. I could just listen and watch for hours at a time. And I do mean that literally. When they were really, really good, I could just sit there 2, 3, 4 hours just listening and watching, oohing and aahing. Wow, did you hear that? All right, welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your host. Oh, by the way, thank you again for allowing me to be your host, your loyal host and producer, bringing you music from around the world. Of course, a lot of you know that this is the program where I really believe in encouraging the celebration of diversity. And that's one of the reasons that you hear me play so many genres of music and music from so many cultures. It's my passion. And I'll be honest with you, I'm sharing my passion with you. And because diversity means a lot to me, I really want to encourage as many people as are willing to join me in the celebration of diversity, not the toleration of it. Certainly, I do prefer toleration of diversity to hatred of diversity. But I prefer celebration of diversity even more than toleration of it. Remember, our great Creator is responsible for every ethnicity, every color of humanity on this earth. Every race, if you will. I know technically people will tell you there is only one race when it comes to humanity, and that is the human race, because our DNA is just so similar. One race, the human race, made up of various ethnicities. But I know some people still, you know, think race when they think different ethnicities, all automatically think race. So I dig where you're coming from. So whether you want to look at it as race or ethnicity, all created by the one Creator. The one Creator responsible for all these ethnicities, all these races, all this diversity, this beautiful diversity of humanity. You know, even when I come across someone who hates, for whatever the reason, say the black race, and let's say that person who hates the black race based on comments that they make, things that they want to happen to the black race, I may not be excited about being a friend with that person, but you can best believe I don't have a problem with the race of which that person is a member. The race is not the problem. The ethnicity is not the problem. That individual is the problem. Now, true enough, there are a whole lot of individuals who are like that. Problem still ain't with the race. The problem's with those many, many individuals. The beauty of it is when we get to heaven, we're going to see a whole lot of people with that color skin. Think about the folks who are within the race who caused members of the race a lot of problems. We're going to see folks with that color skin in heaven too. The skin colors are not going away. They are not going away, ladies and gentlemen. The skin colors will remain what they are. We will be celebrating all of God's creation then, including humanity. Why not start now? I'll be right back, and we're going to take a look at ways that we as parents can help our children. We're going to help them grow. We're going to help them develop, right? I'm going to share some more tips with you in just a few.